Maryland's legislative leaders say the way the state makes transportation decisions is flawed. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that today they announced a package of bills aimed at creating transparency in those decisions.
House Speaker Michael Bush said Governor Larry Hogan did not give legislators a chance to weigh in before canceling Baltimore's Red Line light rail and changing the plans for the Purple Line in the Washington suburbs.
When we looked at the plan the governor put forward, it did not address the growth of the state, job growth of the state, and the opportunities to get back and forth to the workplace, which would have created the greatest economic pool that we could put forward.
Bush and other Democratic leaders said the bills they have introduced could prevent such surprise actions in the future. One bill would create a screening process for transportation projects that would rank them based on how well they spur development or address congestion. Another measure would create a board of riders and other stakeholders to oversee planning by the Maryland Transit Administration. A spokesman for Hogan called the bills a thinly veiled power grab that would weaken local government's role in the process. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.